Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3032. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, T-Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! On tap today, Ryan Castle's drug and charges into Sit and Spin Now. Today, the top 10 movie soundtracks of all times.
Time.
We will review some men's room rules. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun to listen to emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Clack, clack. All right, here we go. Florida woman attacks 88-year-old senior after an argument about Netflix. Meanwhile, Florida man has his car stolen with his son inside and decides it's a situation that he can fix. We head to Florida, where brother sends an Idaho heat seeker at his sister's head. Woman wakes after 27-year coma when some thought she would be dead. And a woman is arrested after leaving seven puppies in a bag near a dumpster in California. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, there's an English woman who vacationed in Italy, and she had an unexpected reaction to a beer. In fact, it got so bad that her skin became irritated, started bleeding in her sheets, and by the time she got to the hospital, as they say, her skin was hot enough to fry an egg on. But naturally, she went to the hospital. In Michigan, a different woman went to a hospital for a different reason. In her case, she had pain in her lower abdomen. Doctors eventually discovered the cause of the pain. It was a cyst that had hair in it and teeth in it and traces of vegetables in it. It is precisely as gross as it sounds, but it's good that you went to the hospital. And everyone has to go to the hospital from time to time because there's so many things that can go wrong. There's a Texas man. He ended up having to go to the hospital after his coworkers put laxatives on his pizza. They did not serve it to any customers. He was a coworker. But yeah, basically pooped himself to the hospital. They go to New York. There's a woman who injured her leg in a car crash. Pretty standard stuff. She injured her leg because while she was driving, she noticed a spider in her car. Either way, people go to the hospital for a lot of different reasons. And whether it was you or someone else, we know you had to go. And we know you remembered. So today, this is what we want to know. What was the medical emergency?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, Michelle's hand. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3032. What a large in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we welcome in the drunk in charge, Ryan Castle. We will sit and spin today with the top 10 movie soundtracks of all times. Not exactly sure. I think
it's bad news. I'm just guessing it's bad news.
Is it based on sales? I'm assuming it's based on sales.
Right. But that, to me, and look, I haven't looked at the list, and I won't, but I assume it's the Celine Dion tune.
What, Titanic?
Titanic?
Yeah, that
could
one
be.
Would,
could be. Could
that
be.
That was a huge song.
Could be Dirty Dancing.
Sucks.
It could be
that
Saturday Night Fever.
That's a good song.
Okay.
With that.
It could be Grease. It could be
Chariots of Fire, man. That's what I'm saying. It might be these big orchestral, ridiculous, long-winded slop, you know? Mm-hmm.
It could be the new Bradley Cooper flick, you know?
Oh,
Stars.
No. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Depends on how many units it sells.
Should be Eye of the Tiger. That's what I'm saying, man.
I bet Rocky could make it in there.
Maybe top 20. I don't know if they hit top 10. Like, that was the coolest song I'd ever heard in my life when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That movie came out.
When I was a kid, I was confused by soundtracks because I wasn't exactly sure all the time what I was buying. If I saw something that I liked, then I would buy it based on the movie that I saw. So as a
kid.
But
then you got screwed, right?
Right.
Because there's the one song you like.
Exactly.
And then 15 violin.
And it was normally John Williams or something. Like, I'd buy the Jaws soundtrack. You're like, oh, this is going to be great. And I realized It's just Jaws. It's the Jaws thing and some other stuff. It's kind of like if you get the Star Wars soundtrack, which is not a bad soundtrack because it's got the Cantina song in it, and then it's got the Imperial March,
right?
And it's got the intro. So there's at least three songs you know. But I was expecting, I don't know.
Would you sit down and just listen to it? Like, they're fine songs,
right?
But I don't know if you put it on the radio that I would be really excited. Like, here's the Jaws thing.
You're just playing it at home. You know what I mean? Maybe you have a party. Maybe
you're cleaning.
Maybe it's Easter Sunday. Just hanging out.
Easter
put this
Sunday. play this on Easter Sunday.
Or
Thanksgiving. Any holiday where the family's gathered.
Or do you play this like when you want people to leave your party? Or would they stay?
They'd stay.
I think you'd stay.
You stay if you hear that.
Because you want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, this wouldn't make me leave. This would be like, oh, right.
I think.
Want to do some shots?
Right. Exactly. I was thinking that, like, oh, what are we getting into now? I was just saying, like, Goodfellas is a good soundtrack.
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, this rocks.
In my mind, personally.
Good evening. Welcome to my home. I hope everyone enjoys the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, you hate not, Brussels sprouts that bad.
It's really
a family party, Liberace.
How about the Caddyshack soundtrack?
Good one. Caddyshack, Platoon, and Goodfellas. When I was a kid, my three favorites.
All right, wait. How many songs do we think Kenny Loggins will have? There was a time where if you put out a movie.
Oh, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Right.
Kenny
Loggins did the freaking soundtrack, and all of them were massive hits.
Well, that equals one thing. Kenny Loggins, God.
It should be noted that Ted is nicknamed his penis Kenny Loggins.
So. Oh, that's right, yeah.
You know, Danger Zone's been not a lot of action in the international waters.
Is that right? You need a deployment?
It's just the zone now.
No danger.
It doesn't appear to be dangerous to anyone.
No danger. Yes, the top 10 movie soundtracks of all time. Come know the Ryan Castle as we will sit and spin. Once again, we will also review some Men's Room rules, drink a toast with a shot of the day, and another round to profile this. Our question today, what was the medical emergency? Let's start with this one. This is kind of a crazy story. A woman who is 43 years old named Maria Marzioli said her skin became so hot after she suffered an adverse reaction to a beer that she had on holiday that she could have fried an egg on her neck. She woke up during her trip to Tuscany. What a lovely place to go.
Oh, no places available, though.
With her eyes and face swollen, which she believed was a result of a wheat beer that she drank the night before. She said basically the itching was so extreme that she completely shaved off her long hair to try to ease the irritation. Maria's skin was so irritated, she would awaken with blood all over the sheets from her scratching during the night. Well, back home, doctors prescribed her a series of topical steroid creams, which her skin then became addicted to, causing intense irritation. After eventually ditching the creams, after reading hundreds of online stories just like her own, Maria, who works as a quality officer, still faced an ongoing battle with her skin. At my worst, I would regularly wake up with my eyes swollen shut and blood all over my sheets from scratching during the night. Red patches spread everywhere, and I was incredibly hot and dizzy. But in a way, it has helped her, I guess she says, to accept my body. I've realized how much of our self-worth is wrapped up in looks, but I now have made peace with myself and understand what I have to offer the world outside of my appearance. But that's pretty extreme
stuff. Good Lord, man.
Then we have a story, and this is, believe it or not, good news to some extent. 59-year-old guy near Omaha, Nebraska. He was having heart palpitations at work last week, and an ambulance was taking him to the hospital. I wonder if he had that decision in his mind. Do I Uber? Do I ambulance?
At the heart, you go ambulance.
You go heart
problems. That's the one you're supposed to call the ambulance.
If you think you might die before you get to the hospital, you go ambulance because you'll accept it. If you broke your leg, I'm taking an Uber.
With that said, again, I do have a friend who had one, and he took an Uber.
Had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And took an Uber.
Did he take the Uber because of the cost?
Yeah.
Did he give the guy 5 stars?
Yeah. I didn't ask him that.
Okay. You have to.
I mean, do you remember when you're walking into a hospital to go back to your phone, to go back to the app, to leave the review, to put the $5 or $10 tip in? Do you think about all those things when you're walking into the hospital with a heart attack? Or is that guy going like, that guy just stiffed me? He didn't even give me a review. I got him here fast.
No, you still got to do the review.
I think if you
review.
Drop a dude off, I think even if it's your heart or you're going for somebody else's heart, you drop you off at the emergency room, you cut you some slack.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. A little slack.
So it's about a 20-minute drive. He's in the ambulance. It's a good thing he took the ambulance. At one point, his heart rate was dangerously high. It was about 200 beats per minute.
Jeez.
But luckily, he's okay because the ambulance hit a giant pothole in the middle of the road, and it jolted his heart back into a normal rhythm. It basically did what the electric panels do when they shock your heart into rhythm. It's rare, but stuff like this, believe it or not, has happened before. Back in the late 70s, same thing happened when someone's heart got jolted into rhythm by a speed bump. His doctors would not reveal much else, but apparently pothole guy only spent a day or two in the hospital. He's already back up.
So they had the pothole things go. You realize Domino's Pizza could have killed him. Because remember, they were filling potholes, man.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, if they said, hey, we took care of this big pothole that you're complaining about.
Yeah, filling them with their pizzas. Our question, what was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
People would eat the pothole.
I was going to say, I'd eat the pothole.
We had a bunch of potholes in here the other day, and I had about 3 or 4 slices.
Yeah, but if I walk by a pothole and there's just pizza in it, like...
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and it's in a box, like, I'm eating it.
And it's like, I know, obviously, someone's recording me, because this is too good to be true, but I'm taking it.
Would you eat a piece of pizza that has been run over by a car if it was still in the box?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like a whole pizza, but it got
run
over?
In the box, right? But the car drives over the pizza box, and then you got to open it up and get a piece of pizza.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would take a fork. Like, it's not going to be in great condition.
Okay.
The car never touched it, and in the end, it's still pizza.
Just can't be a Chicago-style pizza. I don't think that would work.
No, that would be messy.
If it's Friday or Saturday after 8 p.m., 100%.
I think I think my theory is I'm going thin and crispy at Domino's.
So to get run over?
Yeah, to get run over.
But yeah, it's already thin.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to change the dynamic of the pizza.
But what if someone told you it was, in fact, a deep dish? Same car, still going to run over.
Nope, can't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
No, it's like I wouldn't put a taco under there. I'd do a quesadilla. It's my same theory. On thin food being run over.
I don't know if I could say sane when we're talking about which food we'd like get run over by a car, then
as long as it was would you be willing to, you know what I mean? Well, still in the packaging is all I'm saying. So what was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA. You never eat a McDonald's cheeseburger if it had been run over. You don't know that.
I would. It's already super flat, man.
That's probably the best one.
And haven't you heard
of the Whopper? Yeah, you're right.
I wouldn't do Red Robin.
Well, Whopper's pretty flat.
Yeah, but it has more meat, so it's like it's nothing against McDonald's. Just I wouldn't do Red Robin because that's a taller burger.
White Castle Slider. That might be your best hamburger after.
But are they flat? I mean, they're tiny.
But people put leftover burgers in their waffle iron, like the next morning.
What?
Really? Well, I've never heard of this in my life.
What?
Yeah.
With the bun on?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You could eat flat burgers.
What?
Wait.
In the waffle iron. And you press it?
Yeah.
I have never heard of this in my life.
No, you're welcome.
Are people doing it?
My buddy did it, so I believe
it. Was it his first time?
No, he just said, hey, you get a bunch of burgers at night, you wake up the next morning kind of hungover. He's like, throw it in that waffle iron, press it. Now listen, specifically it should be with a Dix burger.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Work on your intonation.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to the danger zone.
TV time today, we have some Freudian slips.
Okay.
Did you eat one of these waffle burgers?
Not yet.
Okay.
I just am in.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely try that.
Now I have to buy a waffle iron.
What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
So what was the medical emergency?
So, unfortunately, about a year and a half ago, I was the recipient of a coarsum cavernosum fracture. Does anyone know what that is?
No.
You know damn well we don't. And the only reason you do is because it happened to you.
I broke my penis.
Oh.
You did.
Wait, what do they call it? What is that long-ass term for that?
It, it, it is a corpus cavernosum fracture. Basically, you rupture a hole in the side of it, basically.
Josh, I have to ask, how hard were you masturbating?
I wasn't, actually. It was during intercourse, and she was on top. It unfortunately popped out, hit the side of the leg, and snapped.
God, man.
Ah, wow.
Jesus.
So do they put it in a cast? Do you have people sign it?
Actually, so I have emergency surgery within 2 hours. I did have a blue cast on it.
All right. Was it fiberglass or was it the old school?
Well, how does the cast work on something that, look, when I wake up in the morning, my arm is not significantly longer than it was when I went to sleep. You know what I mean?
Oh, see, I'm booking a plane ticket immediately so I can get checked at
security. But, man, how do you keep a cast on something that's always changing sizes?
That's the thing is, I have to keep it from changing, as hard as that is. So I was not allowed to get
You couldn't get excited in any way, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So okay. if I did, unfortunately, my girlfriend, she ran to the freezer every morning and got an ice pack to put on it every morning. We'll put it that way.
I'm telling you, you should have bought a plane ticket just to go through TSA. Because you know they're going to see the balls.
Right.
And you know they're going to have to check it out. You say, hey, man, I broke my penis. And they're going to go, sir, we're going to have to take you in the room. You go through the whole thing, and then you just whip that thing out, man. You can sign it with a Sharpie. You know, TSA.
Don't they have to stamp it or something?
Right, exactly. Make sure it's good. Put a, you know, like an orange ribbon around it, whatever they do, and it's safe. Send you on your way.
Wow. Yeah, funny thing about it, I did post a picture on Facebook for my friends to see, and I got 360 comments and memes before it got taken down.
How long does it take for your penis to recover from this horrible, tragic accident?
Honestly, a good full, I would say 8 months to a year to be fully operational.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's serious stuff. Now, let me ask you a question. When it's in the cast, does it look like a pig in the blanket? You know what I mean? Like, can you see that?
It is now very curved to the left, we'll say that.
I know, but could you see, like, I mean, because you have to be able to use the bathroom. You didn't have a catheter, did you?
No, I did not. So, unfortunately, I had to use the bathtub because it wouldn't consume the spray to a relatively good area. We'll put it that way.
All right, so what happens when you're out?
Out of what, the cast?
No, you said you use the bathtub to pee, but you're not always in a bathroom that has a bathtub.
You got to sit down, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I stayed at home for quite some time before I was able to get the cast off, and some of the swelling went down.
How weird did your penis look, and how bad did it reek when they took the cast off?
Yeah, it was all shrivelly. It looked like a prune. It looked like you were in a bathtub too long. What did it look like?
Yeah, it looked very shrivelly and not what I was used to. So, but with good comfort and rehabilitation, it's normal now.
What's the rehabilitation, man?
You put like rubber bands on that and attach the other side to a doorknob and do some. What do you do?
Yeah, basically, small penis weights.
Where does one acquire small penis weights? Cabela's?
It was a rough ordeal. Let's put it that way. An emergency surgery within 2 hours, and they have the on-call proctologist or oncologist or whatever they're called.
You're trying to tell me there is PT stuff available for a broken penis?
Yes, there is.
We got that broken penis.
Because it seems to me like that would be like taking your penis to the gym.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anytime you do,
I do every time I go.
Yeah, well,
it's a good thing to remember.
But I guess this is what I want to know, right? So I broke my wrist a couple years ago, and when I did rehabilitation, they would show me what to also do at home. But every time I went in, I still had to do the exercises with them present. So if I'm not trying to exercise my penis, like, is there a person there watching me? Oh, you're not flexing your penis right, or whatever it is you had to do.
Actually, yes. My surgeon was my person I went through all that with, and she showed me how to do things. She unfortunately had to do it herself. She had gloves on, obviously, but she showed me all
her
the
loss.
To do it.
Did you have to do like squats or anything, or you know what I'm saying, to build the muscles or?
No, nothing like that. So just constant use of it and making sure I take very good care of it. We'll put it that way.
But how can you use it if you're not allowed to use it? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, could you masturbate, or was it like, look, don't do anything that's fun?
Yeah, I was supposed to have any type of masturbation or sexual intercourse for 14 weeks. That was the minimum for it.
How did your relationship go after this?
We're no longer together.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Fair enough. Like, I remember as a woman who broke my penis.
She broke it and left you? That's evil.
Sounds like a country and western basically. Song.
That is a good. With the woman who broke my penis.
Yeah. Left me with a broken penis.
Right, that's
and I knew
hard,
that yeah. day, exactly. after she broke my penis, she was no girl for me. Oh,
one of those country song breakdowns, you know what I mean? Like George Jones would do.
She broke my penis, and it hurt. I got a cast on it. Old little blue cast on my broken penis.
Jesus.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
I can't imagine doing PT penis exercises. I've got to find out what they are.
With the doctor standing there,
well,
lift
yeah,
up,
right.
down.
I mean, what do you,
I think you, of most people, would be, like, excited about it.
I broke my penis.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I'm lifting my penis again.
Hey, man, like, you going to the gym? Nah, I just lifted with my penis these days. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, hell, why go to the gym and I can just sit at home and lift weights with my...
Did you know they should have a Bowflex just
check
for the penis?
Check this thing out.
I just think
it's a Darm and Hammer logo.
Right, exactly.
If you took off 8 months, do you think nature took over?
What do you mean, just put it back together?
No, like a release.
Oh,
probably had like a wet dream or something.
Yeah.
You know, you got to think, like, your brain's like, look, bro, if you're not going to handle this, we're just going to make you unconscious. Mm-hmm. And that, release the doves.
What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
That's romantic talk.
So that's
release
how
release the
start.
Doves.
That's why the doves crash.
That is kind of romantic.
Until you follow through.
No, I'm just saying, compared to the other terms that are out there.
Oh, my God!
Releasing the dove seems all right.
It sounds nicer than the experience.
Right?
Hello,
Brian. Was it a fancy wedding? No, it was Friday night.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Release the doves.
Doing good, man. How are you?
I don't know. I'm a little worried I can't top that last story.
Well, thank God you can't.
Yeah, don't try.
Yeah, I'd rather have my head bashed in.
Right, yeah, me too, man. That's crazy.
So what was your medical emergency?
I'm a carpenter. You know, I work on residential remodels and such, and I was at work last week, Wednesday morning, and I had used one of those little power planer tools, and I, for like shaving down studs and boards and such, a handheld one. I just replaced the two blades on there, razor sharp blades on there. Just replaced some brand new, ultra sharp blades on this planer. And I was looking at one of these studs and hit a metal plate, and my wrist kind of gave out. I mean, it snapped the tool out of my hand. It came down on my left hand. I was using my left hand. It came down, and it was still spinning, and it just caught me in the ring finger on my right hand. It just ground the tip of my finger all the way down to the bone.
Oh, hey.
The bone off.
Yeah.
And so I immediately it felt like somebody just like smashed my finger with a hammer. Basically, and I looked down, and my finger was just like hamburger, and it was just spurted out blood like a fucking Tarantino movie or something.
Someone's eating a hamburger right now and just spit it out of their mouth.
You just did this last week, so are you still in bandages and all that?
Oh yeah, I still got the finger condoms on here and stuff. And I'm going up.
Did they tape two together?
No, it just kind of wrapped up the one single finger. It didn't do anything to it. Of course, I was an emergency room, and it numbed it up, putting it all out and stuff. And
that would be hard to masturbate. I'm trying to stick my ring finger out to masturbate, and I don't think I can curve my pinky finger if I stick out my ring finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to stick out your ring
finger. I think you got
to
keep your pinky up like high tea.
Yeah, close enough.
You can, I mean, it looks kind of, maybe go Western grip.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right.
Finger, you know, just the pointer and the thumb and the middle.
Okay,
you know,
all right. Well, you can work through it.
Yeah. So, yeah, just recovering from that. I went in the very next day to talk to the hand surgeon to see if they're going to try to set me back up. They're just going to try to let it heal for now. And if it doesn't get infected, then the disc can leave it alone. But if it does, I'm going to have some grafting in or something. But
yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with that.
The hand surgeon was telling me a story about another guy who was working on or seeing my hand injured. And this guy sawed off four of his fingers. Completely off all the way down like the first knuckle. And this guy was like some sort of sadist, and he was like taking one of those battery powered toothbrushes, the rotary type, and he was like cleaning his wounds out from his stubs with that toothbrush that you can play. And one of those like little strange guys that were like sadists or something that just love pain like that or something. It was crazy.
I'm just cleaning my nubs with a toothbrush.
Jesus God.
Just ignore me.
Don't mind me.
I'm going to clip my toenails on your desk in a minute.
What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Here's a doozy.
Oh, good.
A mother went to a hospital because she had pain in her lower abdomen. She was found to have an ovarian cyst with traces of vegetables in it.
Ew. Ew.
Doctors described the growth as very foul-smelling and said it also had a hair inside it. The unnamed 32-year-old went to a hospital in Rochester, Michigan, because she'd had pain in her torso for about a week, and it was getting worse for the past few days. Originally, she was given some antibiotics used to treat gonorrhea and tested for an STI. Scans revealed one of her ovaries was infected, so it was none of those. Then a CAT scan followed and showed the woman's left ovary was attached to the wall of her pelvis and a part of her bowel. In an explanation from doctors, doctors suspected what they call, quote, and this is not what you want to hear from your doctor, a superinfection. When surgeons investigated, they found a dermoid cyst made of reproductive cells, which can turn into various human tissues like teeth, hair, and skin. Apart from the pain, her only symptoms were high fever and night chills. The ovaries revealed that one looked healthy, but the left one was all messed up. And besides the ovary, there was a mass containing vegetable fiber,
ew, geez,
human hair, gas, fat, and calcium buildup.
Is she single?
They said the content of the left ovary was consistent with dermoid, a very foul-smelling super infection.
Smell it.
The specimen contained material, sebaceous material and hair in one area and a fragment of vegetable fiber.
How does that happen?
The doctor suggested the reason the cyst contained vegetable fiber was because the woman's bowel had perforated.
Oh, okay.
And matter had leaked out. Her medical history revealed she'd been given birth twice by cesarean, but did not link this to her condition.
Now, wait. I want you to look at this picture.
And I can't.
Listen.
I already saw it. I can't.
No, listen.
I can't.
Honest to God. And I know you can't see this right now, but it looks like something you would get at an English restaurant. All right?
No, it does not.
It does.
Let me see
it. It looks like peas, carrots, and onions, right? If I put that on your plate and said, hey, man, it's like a shepherd's pie wrapped up in a tortilla.
Yeah, I mean, minus the hair.
Well, I'd pull the hair
Minus
out.
The hair.
But I'd have to stop and be like, Ted, don't eat that. That's
minus
an ovarian
the
cyst.
Hair.
It could be the inside of like a burrito or a spring roll.
That's what I mean. That's what it looks like. Look at that again. Ignore what you know it is.
I mean,
if I told you carrots, potatoes, and peas, right?
I would say, why did you put it in a wrap?
No, I put it in a cyst.
Okay.
What does she look like?
Oh, man. I don't know.
They don't have her picture. They have pictures of her sexy cyst.
That's weird. Here's a picture of her cyst, but not her.
Would you, if they gave you the option?
No, you know what? You're right.
No,
please put my face next to the shepherd's pie burrito cyst.
You can have the picture of me with the penis in a cast.
Sure.
Don't show my face. You know what I'm saying?
I can go for that.
All right, whatever. What, smiling? I took thumbs up.
Well, I mean, think how you broke your penis. Well, I broke my penis having sex. Look, yeah, I got laid. I'm sure it's a funny story. The cyst, like, I'm the vegetable woman.
Mm-hmm. That's a
teeth and hair.
What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this actually just happened about a week and a half ago. I got a phone call from my daughter's school saying that she had slipped and fell at lunch. My daughter's a little extra when it comes to these things, so I told them if she doesn't have to go to the hospital, she can go back to school. Back to class and be fine. About a half hour later, they call me back saying that her hand is starting to swell and I should probably take her to get it looked at. Come to find out, she fractured her thumb and her jaw.
Ooh, and her jaw.
Jeez.
What did she just fall?
She was chasing a kid on the track outside of her middle school and slipped on some wet grass. And face planted in the gravel.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's.
Ta-da!
So how did she do? Would you just feed her applesauce from then on out?
She's on soft food, so she gets smoothies, applesauce, overcooked pasta.
Oh, that's the way I make it most.
How about mashed potatoes and gravy?
She can have mashed potatoes and gravy, although she hasn't picked that one yet.
You can have pancakes, right? Because it's kind of soft.
No, I don't think she can.
I think you could do all right on the soft diet.
Wait, is her jaw wired shut?
No, the orthopedist, orthodontist that we took her to said, given it's a minor fracture and her bite is where they expect it to be, that she doesn't need to have her jaw wired. If there's anything wrong with her bite, then they would have to throw like a wire or two in there.
Yeah. Were you kind of hoping deep down that they'd have to wire her jaw shut? Look, kids never shut up.
Yeah, how old is she again?
She's 11.
Yeah, okay. I would be like, yeah, just wire it shut anyway.
Well, just tell her, like, you don't need to talk that much. You know what I mean? Like, you need to rest your jaw so it can get better.
Honestly, it would have been more expensive for us to have it wired shut, so I'm kind of glad it's not wired shut, so...
And is she in a cast? Is that what happened when you break your thumb? Is that a full cast?
She's got a cast about halfway up her forearm.
All right, okay. Yeah, being a kid, that's pretty par for the course. But as a parent, on the other side, like, you know, the kid cries, you say, shake it off, how bad is it, and all that. But then if it's really bad, and, like, you see blood, then then it's like, oh, God, that's a different story altogether.
I can tell you about that.
Okay.
It's how it sounds bad, but I said to Miles, my kid was bloody, and that was a good thing. Worked
my favor. What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up here in seconds.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.